I said, hey, welcome to the Man Cave Happy Hour. I said, hey, welcome to the Man Cave Happy Hour. We're gonna drink a fine whiskey and smoke a really fine cigar.
It is time for Happy Hour. Whiskey, cigars, spirits, the stories that go along with it. I'm Jamie Flanagan.
I am Matt Fox.
I am. It's a podcast for everybody.
It is. Absolutely.
It says it right there on the sign.
It does. Okay.
It's a podcast for everybody.
Yes.
Just want to thank people who hang out with us and join us on the Man Cave. We love having you with us. We just really, truly appreciate people joining the party when we do it live. And
right.
Then they join us either on YouTube or Facebook. But it's an audio podcast.
Yes.
And it's available on all podcast outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick about it, the thing about the Man Cave compared
yes.
to other podcasts,
yes.
ours is absolutely free.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not different than any of the others, though. Although... But ours is free. It's freer.
But I'll tell you how easy it is to find the Man Cave Happy Hour, no matter what platform you listen to. Let's say you listen to Pandora.
Well, yeah.
You can say, hey, Pandora, play Man Cave Happy Hour.
And it pulls it right up.
It'll pull it right up.
That is
you
it.
Can start from episode one, and then you can fast forward to each
That's
and
it.
Every episode. It's so easy to find the podcast.
It's so easy to fall in love.
Yeah. It's so easy to...
Are coming up on this episode, we're talking to the Herman's Hermits and the lead singer from 2019.
What was the big song for the Herman's Hermits?
Pitching me. Isn't it Henry VIII?
Is that there? Henry VIII, I am.
I think that might be Herman's Hermits. I don't know.
But
someone was pitching me a guest, and it was like, yeah, the lead singer, Herman's Hermits. I'm like, oh, cool.
Rock on. Yeah.
And it's like, but it was like the dude who sang from him like in the 2000s. I'm like, that's not Herman's.
Hey,
all right, whatever.
Hey, come on.
That was a hardworking dude.
Yeah.
I don't mean to disparage anybody. But no, that's not really terms. But you know, we're here at the turn of the year. It's mm-hmm. holiday season.
Still is, still,
and
still is.
It's we are talking about. You know, I love you, Matt.
Jamie, I love you. Christmas lights are still hanging around.
They are, and we're thinking about gifting and giving gifts. And so we wanted to do sort of a gift list.
Yes.
A little bit of a gift guide. And Founders,
Founders?
This show today is brought to you by Founders Brewing. Thank you very much to Founders Brewing for sponsoring today's shenanigans.
Yes.
And sending us some delectable, delicious barrel-aged beer. That's, you know, because I was talking to our connections there at Founders, and she goes, so what do you guys like? Because they have, Founders has.
You are a huge IPA consumer.
I'm not really. But as a Matt and I, our jam is you know, the bourbon and the spirits. Like, we like, you know, like barrel aged stuff,
yeah.
and the different barrel treatments of things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're going to try these. So they sent us this from the barrel aged series, the Fruitwood,
yep.
From Founders. So we're going to dive into these, but we're talking about gifts, and Founders has some, cool, like Advent beer calendars.
They kind of do. And these are part of the Advent beer calendar.
Right.
Beer calendar.
So it's like you can get, you know, you can gift somebody mm-hmm. like a whole Advent calendar of beers.
Of Founders,
right?
Yeah.
And there's fun ideas, you know, for somebody. If you don't know what somebody likes,
mm-hmm.
That's a good way to give them a little bit of everything.
Right, right.
And they can try all these different things. And another fun thing is like there's a bourbon Advent calendar. There's a wine.
Yes, there is.
You know, Christmas Advent calendar.
You know,
and those are fun. Those are fun gifts. If somebody drinks spirits, right? You don't want to give it to a sober person,
right?
Necessarily. Somebody in recovery or anything.
No.
Although, you know, that might be fun in and of itself, and mm-hmm. then, you know, see where it goes.
You might get it back.
So you might get re-gifted,
right?
Or they may go off on a bender and it'd be great fodder for YouTube videos.
Oh, boy.
No, that's not funny, James.
But what's really interesting about what Founder sent us, yes,
yeah.
it's if you go onto their website.
Yes.
And if you go over to the beer, they actually have stuff that is called the Mothership series. Ooh. And that's where these are coming from, is the Mothership series that they have.
So, yeah. So, well, the fruit is the Barrel-Aged Fruitwood part of the Mothership, too?
Barrel-Aged, that
No, that's a Barrel-Aged series.
No, the Fruitwood, yes. The Fruitwood is part of the Mothership series itself.
Oh, it is? Okay.
As is the one that I have here called Blushing Claws.
Blushing Claws, yeah. So, we got the Fruitwood and the Blushing Claws. Yes. We're going to dive into these. So, yeah, we'll get into those in just a minute. But, yeah, gift giving, you know, and it's like... You can, and at grocery stores, I like what grocery stores are doing, because you can do a mix and match pack in a grocery store yourself. You can go in and mix it. It's pricier than, you know, buying any one of those six packs individually. These Founders, these high alcohol content, they get pricey. So if you load that six packs with these guys, you might actually get as good of or a little better deal than buying the six pack itself.
Right. One of them we're going to try is 11.9. 11.9%. So, yeah.
yeah. So it's leaded. The Fruitwood is only coming in at 8.
Oh,
so we have 11.9 and 8. So I'm thinking we should probably start with the 1 and work our way up.
Yes, please. Yes, that'd be amazing. It's a good thing we got a nice base of carbs going on.
Founders was started in 1996. Grand Rapids entrepreneurs quit their job and they took out a sizable loan. Mike Stevens and Dave, something with an E. and they made their dream.
That.
Yeah, so they went. Dave and Mike they liked beer. They loved beer, but they really liked the full bodied, in your face, with a lot of flavors and aromatics. In '96, right? Mm-hmm. That wasn't a big trend in '96.
It really
was. They were hard to find in '96. It was harder to get your hands on really complex beers. Right. Now it's the grocery store is just
looking at the beer shelf now. At the beer shelf is like looking at the whiskey shelf.
Sure.
Where do I start?
Right. Founders is always a good place to start. So Dave and Mike, they've been doing their thing since 96 there in Grand Rapids, expanded to from the brewery to some tasting rooms and restaurants. Mm-hmm. Now they opened up a restaurant downtown Detroit.
They did.
I don't know if it's still open through the COVID or not. Right. I know they had some opens and shutdowns for shenanigans, but I know that I don't know if they so many things didn't make it through the COVIDs.
Right.
But the brewery is
damn COVIDian timeline.
Right. One of the big sellers for Founders is that KBS stuff.
KBS.
Yeah, that the IPA stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that the IPA stuff?
Yeah, it's the IPA.
You're a little bit more
I'm more into the all day IPA that have. And then also the Haze Day, I think is what it's called. I just had that over this past weekend. You know, they've got some really great things that the alcohol content isn't as bad, so you're going to be seeing vapor trails in a couple of hours.
Right.
But it's just some stuff that is going to please you throughout the day, and it doesn't change.
Right. The KBS, it's their special, and they only do it once a year, and it's the Kentucky Breakfast Stout, aged in bourbon barrels for about a year.
Wow, nice.
And then, you know, people line up to get these. In party stores, they know it's coming. People line up. They go crazy for that. So when they first did it in 2002, they called Jack Daniels they to use the barrels, and they're like, yeah, sure, you got to come down here and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. So they went and they got them, and then something magical happened, and then they were like, people just went ape for it. Uh-huh. They just loved it. Mm-hmm. And again, part of it is that they only do it once a year, and it was this rarity, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so when something's rare, you know, more people want it, right? And so hence, it makes a good gift. Picking through these specials that they do, they make really good gifts because, you know, you might find something super special. Anyway. So
no, it's just, you know who you're buying for.
Right.
Do some research around, you know, when you're getting somebody a gift, know what they like.
Sure.
And if you want to turn them on to something else, you still want to know what they like. So you can, you know, tweak, you know, what they might like next in regards.
Yeah. But that's a good way of, you know, if you do a little mix match pack, I know Founders does that too. You can mix and match up.
You can make your own variety pack, man.
Right. And so, you know, hopefully you got a good shot of getting them something they like, and maybe something that they didn't know they liked or wanted.
Correct.
And now they do.
Correct.
So enough jaw-jacking about that. Let's drink some beer.
All right, beer. So we're going to turn you on to IPAs here, Jamie. That's the mission for tonight.
Turn me on, man. Right, turn me on.
I'm going to hand you the Fruitwood.
That's Fruitwood. There's another Fruitwood. Are we cracking them both?
We'll crack them both.
I got glasses if we want to.
You know what?
Split.
Just do the one, just in case.
All right.
Because I don't want to have to drink all of these now, Jamie. Because you know, and if you've listened to the show before, you know Jamie doesn't bash IPAs, but what he does is that he tries, and that's the thing that you have to do. You always want to try something new, and you know what? If you don't like it, move on to the next. But Jamie is always open to trying, and that's what the Man Cave is about. And you're with us, and you're listening, and you're learning. You got to try.
So this Fruitwood, we cracked open the Fruitwood.
Yep.
Here, pour that up.
I'll pour it.
And then on the Fruitwood, it is the Barrel Age Series Cherry Ale aged in maple syrup bourbon barrels.
See, that just sounds scrumptious.
Scrumptious is actually a pretty dang good word for it. On the label here, it's saying, we took a crisp, light-bodied cherry ale and hid it away in oak barrels that held both bourbon and maple syrup.
Wow.
After a lengthy stint, it emerged a changed beer, blanketed in notes of warm vanilla, earthy sweetness. The wood proves itself the star of the beer, adding depth and taming the tart cherry, while the maple imposes a velvety texture that lingers.
You're reading that right from the bottle.
For not a moment too long. And that's all right on the bottle.
That's right on the bottle.
It's right on the bottle. And this is the 2022 series, the Barrel Age series from Founders. The color on this.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it up to them.
Yeah, there's a nice is a decidedly beer, but there's a little hue to it. The cherry hue, the red, reddish
hue. It looks like it's a Belgian. It looks like a Belgian almost, you know?
All right, fair play.
And it smells and then
smelling
incredible.
It, nosing it. Do you nose beer?
Yes, actually I do. I do nose beer. When I drink a beer, if it's an IPA that I've never had before, I'll nose it first.
I usually sniff the microphone.
What do you smell?
Do you nose your microphone? I nose my microphone all the time. So
Wayne checked in. He said, "Ha, fellas."
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah,
thanks
he checked
for
in.
Joining the party.
Yeah.
It's always good for the party. Wayne, you got to come drink some of these beers with us.
Yeah. All right. I invited him.
So this smells good.
Yes, it does. I'm gonna dive in.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. So I have to be honest with you, Jamie.
Velvety.
Very. Over the month of December, going in through the holiday. I actually got an advent calendar of German beer.
Oh, okay.
Right. So every day every day was a different variation of German beer.
Mm-hmm.
And each one had its own subtle differences. But I got to tell you, my palate expanded tremendously that month just with tasting German beer. And there were some that were a light beer. Some that were just like a Budweiser or whatever, but it didn't taste like a Budweiser.
Right,
then you
right.
had your dark ales. It had your red ales. It was just an expansive advent calendar.
A whole 40 of them.
All, yeah, pretty much. And they weren't small cans. They were their tall cans, right? So if you have a spouse or a friend, that you could do it together because it'll fill up.
You can
up.
Split, yeah.
Yeah.
This is nice. Mm-hmm.
See, we knew he'd turn you on to this, and it's Fruitwood.
All right,
Fruit.
Yeah, Fruitwood. I'm enjoying the hell out of this guy here.
Now I can get the.
Has some of these under the tree, I'll be a happy fellow.
I feel the maple syrup in there, but it's also lingering, and it's kind of got that
on that first sip because they on the bottle it says velvety, and I was like, oop, yep, that's very.
But it's got you velvety. Can, but the wood that it aged in it. You get that on the very back end. After a while, when it just lingers, you can really get that wood feel out of it.
You get the cherry, but not a ton. It's the maple makes it a sweet cherry, almost like a candied cherry.
Candied cherry. Yeah, I can see that.
Almost like a candied cherry. Not quite your Luxar.
No.
not quite the Luxardo.
Right.
This is a very nice cherry.
And this comes in at 8%.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a little bit high. For a beer, but it's not going. You probably do a few of these in an evening as a nice starter because it's kind of got a sweet feel to it. But then you can kind of go a little bit rougher or harder as the night goes on.
Nice carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too.
No, it's still bubbling for me.
Yeah, it's a nice carbonation to it. It's not overly fizz.
Mm-mm.
but it's not flat.
No.
Sometimes the specialties seem to fall flat.
I'm going to...
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
A little more for Santa Claus. You crack me up when you do that.
A little bit more for Santa Claus.
Yeah, when we're making drinks. When we did that with Luxardo Cherry. A little more for Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would actually get this, and I'd actually get one for me, a six-pack for me, and a six-pack for a friend.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about these specialty beers. Mm-hmm. You're really enjoying the hell out of it. Is it going to be gone in a month, and then you won't be able to get it ever again, or until next year, you know?
Right. Well, the availability on the Fruitwood, November of 2020 is what it says on the availability on their website.
Okay. So that's what it's been available since 2020.
November of 2020. Right.
All right. Because this is the 2020-2022 release mm-hmm. of Fruitwood.
Right.
So, because they age it, so I guess this is...
Yep. So it's out there. So if you're interested and you don't find it at your favorite spot, ask them to order it.
This was bottled 11/15 of 21.
Okay.
And it's part of the 2022 year release. And yeah.
So it's actually.
But it is limited, right? They are limited runs.
They are limited runs. But again, ask your because you just don't know what is still available out there.
Sure.
So ask your. Favorite spot if they can order it for you.
All right. Ooh, okay.
So, no, I actually really enjoy this.
I'm just, yep. Yeah.
It's a good thing we had some pizza before we came on because there's another bottle that we have mm-hmm. to dive into here. So, and that's a good thing.
I'm really pleased with this Founders Fruitwood. The Fruitwood. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Founders Fruitwood.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry ale aged in. See, I'm an ale, more of an ale guy.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, what do I order when I go to a bar? What's my go to?
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a bar, Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Put an umbrella in it, and I'm done.
That's true. I'm a Guinness guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm you know, but and it's like so I'll go someplace. And they'll be like, oh, Guinness. They're like, oh, you know, we don't have Guinness. But we have, you know, and they'll name all these other crazy stouts. And I'm like,
it's just not.
No, it's not. It's not.
And that's what happens when you do go to Founders. You can't order a Guinness at Founders because they have their own stout.
Right. Yeah. Right? No, but it's if they don't have Guinness mm-hmm. and you know, I got to get something off the shelf, off their damn shelf. I'll go more towards the ales myself, generally speaking.
All right.
And this guy right here, this cherry one, is.
So next time I'm in Grand Rapids, because I was just in Grand Rapids in November,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the International Beer, Wine, and Food Festival.
Right.
And Founders was very prevalent there.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So. I got to try a few of the Founders that they had, and I've always been a fan of Founders brands. You know, and like the ice of the all day or what have you, but this
we're
for
lucky
me,
in
just,
Michigan to have them.
We
so
really
cool.
are.
Because people like clamor for this all around the country. We don't know how spoiled we are to have this. Oh, it's at Kroger, you know.
Right.
It's like, it's at the grocery store. Yep. It's like, people are like, you found that where? It's just, you know, at the grocery store.
Can you pick me up it a 15 pack at the K. Roger,
it was
please?
It was in the dented food rack, actually. It was, you know.
Man, I'm glad that they...
we're very lucky.
Very lucky. See, now I'm going to have to fight you over the last one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think I'll
I was thinking that one. We may have to rock, paper, scissors, you know. Well, we got to see how much we like the mothership, because you might go, oh, the mothership is the mothership for me. you may dive into that.
I just might.
Next
is
the Mothership series.
It's part of the Mothership
Blushing
series.
Blushing Claws.
That's what happens when Santa Claus comes down the chimney and sees mom and dad doing
this
stuff.
This is like the electrifying mojo in the Midnight Funk Association label here.
kind
I'm,
of is,
I'm gonna
yeah.
steal that and put that on a t-shirt too. By the way, t-shirts. So that's the mothership there. It's really great. It's a little spaceship. And it is. It's a little spaceship launching over the Founder Brewing Company. The brewery.
So the fun thing about this one, Jamie,
yeah.
is the alcohol content.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to come right out with it, all right?
All right, what is
this
it?
This is coming in at 11.9%.
11.9. This was bottled back October 28th, 2021.
All right. And this is actually kind of a festive take on a Blushing Padre, something they may have had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a raspberry Belgian ale, and it was aged in tequila barrels before being hit with enough cranberries and orange zest to make any mouth feel merry at all.
See, because I told her we were into the barrel
yeah.
finishes,
mm-hmm.
and so she picked a couple.
She did. She really did.
She picked
did.
A couple.
It's got a pleasant yet slightly aggressive tartness alongside of it. The existing tequila and raspberry sweetness as well, but it makes for anyone a perfect beer, all right,
yeah.
to enjoy. So
that was,
again.
Lindsay, by the way. Lindsay Watts over there at Founders.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Yes.
Honestly.
And shipping us. Baskets of cheer for the holidays. Lindsay, you are unbelievable.
Yep. So what's the first thing that you notice when I poured
the
this?
The color.
One? Oh, my goodness,
the
yes.
The color is, it's a deep, deep cherry red,
yeah.
cranberry.
It looks like it would liquid cranberries.
Dark cranberry.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were to jello this for cranberry sauce,
right.
That's kind of the color I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this, again. Very cool label with the very 70s.
We got the funk. Bringing on that funk.
Midnight Funk Association, Flying Saucer taking off their Mothership series from Founders here. This is the Blushing Claws. And you are holding in your hand an ultra-limited brew team favorited beer, found only in our tap room locations. This
wow.
is a very special one. So she sent this to us special. Whether it's an old standby, we brought it out of retirement for an Eric Spentel new style.
Yeah.
Sure to go quickly, brewed for a chosen few. And you're lucky enough to be one of them.
All right. So
you got, if you can find the the Blushing Claws. But again, Founders does so many interesting things.
They do. They really do.
So you'll find, you're bound to find something. Go to the store and make your own little variety pack
mm-hmm.
and have a little tasting party of your own.
Do it.
And then gift the hell out of it as well.
Do it. Because right. Jamie said so.
That's it. All right. I haven't tasted this one yet.
No? Oh, neither have I. Let me dive in here. Because it's cranberries and orange zest in a tequila barrel, finished in tequila barrels.
Holy crap.
Woo, that's tart.
Yeah, it is much tart. It's
wow. That's tart. I like that.
It's like, yeah, there's a tartness. Yeah. Ooh. But then there's I think that there's that tequila that there's a tequila presence.
Mm-hmm.
There's not necessarily a flavor.
No, it's on the back
end. There's a presence.
It's on the back end.
I would have been struggling if you hadn't said
tequila.
There was to finish in tequila barrels. I would have been struggling to pinpoint it. I was trying to get the flavor, almost like because going back to the
even
fruitwood.
When you taste it, and then you go back and you nose it, you get that you can feel the tequila.
Right.
You get the tequila in there.
Carrie, hey Carrie.
Yeah, hi Carrie.
So, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my goodness. That's, and again, but this is based on an ale.
Right.
Which is more up my alley.
Yes. So it's a Belgian ale.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what it comes down to.
Which is the ales and in barrel finishes are a little bit more my jam than
gotcha.
the triple hops, and it's the hops those hoppy.
I don't like
make
to
me
chew.
Sad.
I don't like to chew on my beer. I really don't.
These ales, we got a party going on here.
Mm-hmm. It's that cranberry and that orange zest. But I get the tequila after I tasted it, then I went back and nosed and smelled it. I can smell the tequila.
On the second taste. See, I don't know. Am I, you know, susceptible to suggestion?
Yes, you are.
I'm, you know, but on that second taste,
mm-hmm. I get, you will give me $1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't work.
What are you, my freaking roofer? Don't even get me started. The crap that's going on with my roofing people.
Oh boy, I'll ask later.
That's bad.
No, this is something that I wish I had known about, you know, going into, you know, we're still in the holiday season, mm-hmm. but I wish I had known about this going into the holiday season, because I would have been all over this, and I have a few relatives that would really, really enjoy trying this. My uncle down in Florida, he would be all over this at 11.9%.
This is really complex. And it doesn't feel 11.9%. You can get in a whole lot of
whole lot trouble,
Off of this fella. I don't know. We're going to have to rock, paper, scissors for the rest of these.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's one here, and there's one over here.
I know. So we split on the mothership, but we got to rock, paper, scissors for the spare fruit.
The fruit wood? I don't know, man. I'm pretty happy with what I'm walking away with over here. I just don't want to drink it just yet because I want to hang on to it and try it with somebody special. That's
candied. It's there's a candied. That's why I was curious if there was because of the fruit wood had a maple as bourbon and there was both bourbon and maple in the barrels prior to the beer being in the barrels. I was curious because this has got a candied sweetness to
it.
It is a little tartar than the fruitwood for sure.
Oh, thanks, Amy. Appreciate that. Thanks for joining us over here. Mm-hmm. We got great commentary. Hmm. Talking about roofers and stuff.
It's almost inside. We got a leak in the roof and. It's only 6 years old, and
oh, that's not right.
Then they say, for $5,000, we'll fix it.
No, you should have fixed it the first time.
I've given you $12,000. Yeah. Why am I going to give you another $5,000 to do another crap job?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. I'm an angry elf when it comes to that. And Colleen's been dealing with it more than I have. And
oh boy.
It's, we're both.
Don't get you started. Elves. Just don't get you started.
But gift giving, yes. Right? Another thing I love about the holiday season.
What's that?
The gift packages. There's all the little box sets.
Yeah.
Right? And so you go to the grocery store in your local convenience party store.
It's like walking
in. And they have the box sets.
Oh, right.
I got a couple with me.
Oh, boy. See that? Yeah.
So I got the Elijah Craig has this cool one.
Oh wow!
And so, there's like glasses, or I like the Elijah Craig. This one came with it comes. You know, you got a fifth of the Elijah in there, the small batch, and then it has this old fashioned cocktail syrup.
Really?
And so you use that to make
old fashioned in a bottle.
Old fashioned in a bottle. So you know, it's got your
the bitters,
your bitters in the simple syrup. Yeah. Basically, there's a little bit of orange zest in it as well. And then you add a little orange peel and a Luxardo cherry to it, and you get yourself a party. But you could just do it with just the Elijah and the thing. So those are cool. And they come prepackaged. Your vodkas, your gins, you got flasks, you got glasses.
You become your own mixologist.
So there's all kinds of accoutrement. That's available. Mm-hmm. Some of it is very holiday specific. Mm-hmm. It's like, trees, glasses with little Christmas trees on them and stuff. But some of them are just, good for everyday use. So I like this Elijah Craig. And then you got all the other ones. Another one that I really liked, Jameson's.
You like Jameson's.
I like Jameson's.
Yeah, you're a Jameson fan.
And these are the Black Barrel. So Jameson's Black Barrel, again, a really nice packaged. For people just listening, Jameson's comes with a fifth of Jameson's.
Black Barrel.
And the Black Barrel. And then two really nice rocks glasses.
Yes.
Those are nice
glasses. And they're, I can see that they're got, geez, those are
They're weighty.
Nice.
They're nice. They're weighty. Mm-hmm. And here's a really nice thing if people are watching. So the people that are watching on Facebook. On YouTube. The nice thing about it is when you buy one of these nice little packages, when you're gifting, it's as easy as, just walk. There's no wrapping involved.
No?
You just go, you stick a bow on that. and then you say, Merry Christmas, Matthew. There you go. That's,
Do you keep bows in your pocket all the time?
I pulled this, and you should have seen that bow. I've had it in the pocket of my jeans since we started. It is a very sad bow.
Oh,
it is a very sad bow. But
no,
there you go. Merry Christmas, Matthew.
Oh, geez, Jamie.
Happy holidays.
Well, thank you,
happy
sir.
Happy Hanukkah.
Wow.
The other nice thing about the holiday packaging from the different spirit companies, a lot of times there's recipes and things. And there's a couple of recipes on there as well to go with the Jameson's Black Barrel. But the Jameson's Black Barrel is lovely. And the rocks glasses. I it was so nice. I bought it twice. I have a pair of that. I bought that. I got that at home.
Yeah, it is. Like, those glasses are heavy. Those are.
They're very heavy. They're brilliant. They're
wow.
So
well, thank you, sir.
Well, you're very welcome.
Now I'm going to be Sheldon, and I'll have to do the exact same thing right back at you.
Slap a bow on it.
Slap a bow on it because you have to get something of equal value, if not more. That's a Sheldon rule.
Is that a Sheldon?
That's a Sheldon rule.
You don't. You show up, so that's all I. That's all.
Okay,
I need.
Fair enough. But still, thank you. You know, mm-hmm. and Merry Christmas to you, sir. You know,
Merry Christmas. And that is you know, creating a you know somebody. Oh, I know he likes Jameson's, and right. you're like. You know your friends, and you know what they like. And you see these little gift things, and then you get that for them, and then your wife is like, another pair of freaking glasses? Are
forget
you kidding
about
me?
The whiskey. It's like, and more glasses?
but I really, and the thing is, it's like, I got this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and then I was like, coveting, I got it, and then I was coveting it, so I got another one for myself.
do you get for the guy that already has everything?
More glasses, apparently. and then his wife loses her mind.
Oh my goodness!
That's why we. So a lot of the glasses that we have in the studio, is because she's like, get this crap out of my house.
I can bring some over. I could bring some over here too. Because we're in our new Podcast Your Voice studio in Southfield, Michigan.
The Man Cave Happy Hour Suite of the Podcast Your Voice Studios.
Correct. A little more elbow room here.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you are interested in, you know, getting yourself out there, podcast your voice.
Make a little noise. You
know, make some noise, man. But
get down tonight.
But yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first show that I've done in the studio together with you.
Right.
So it's very comfy. But, you know.
Oh, yeah. You were remote on the other.
I was remote. Yes. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if you have any need, reach out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, Jamie, if you have anything that you need from me, let me know, and I'm there. If you need help with the roof.
As soon as this camera's off, baby.
If you need help with the roof.
That's 12% here.
If you need help with the roof.
Founders, 12%. You're in trouble, baby.
I'm going to draw the line at the roof.
So top only. All right, anyway.
Is that wood?
Is that code for something?
Is that... Do you want me to pound on your wood? Is that what you want?
Oh, mercy sakes alive. So there you go. So gift giving is easy as a cardboard fold out six pack to grab some of your favorites. If you have a person who enjoys spirits.
Yeah.
And again, if somebody who's living a sober life, I applaud you.
Yes. Congrats. If you are
it's
recovering,
awesome.
So
I don't know if you've made it this far in the show if you're living a sober life. But anyway, no, much applause to folks. And so, here's the thing about the people I'm friends with on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of, you know, rock and roll friends who are living very sober lifestyles now just because, you know, we rocked it hard in our 20s.
Sure.
And a lot of them were much smarter than me and like... You know, stopped. So, but the thing is, we're still friends on Facebook. And even though I post like all this man cave stuff, and it's like, oh, look at this old fashioned I made after work today. You know,
right,
oh,
right.
Screw the man. You know, screw the man. Here's a Manhattan. You know,
parent teacher conferences coming up.
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah. You know, and it's I really appreciate my friends on Facebook that they haven't unfriended me, and it's like. And they're living, you know, wonderfully sober lives because, you know, that's the decision they made and they needed to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I applaud them for it. And I love my friends on Facebook. It's just, I got a cool group of friends.
Yeah. They're living vicariously through you.
Yeah, that must be. So anyway, that's, I thought that was an interesting thing. It was like somebody, cause one of my sober friends made a comment about it. Cause they're, you know, they were like, you know, hey, we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And because they've had other people that have shut off things because of that. And it's like, oh, we can't, you know, why you promote that? And it's like, you know, it's like, hey, don't you remember our 20s? You know, we did it too. It's like, dude, we might not be doing it now, but.
How much did you promote Mad Dog 2020 back in the day? Come on, let's be real.
Boone's Farm. Anyway, so, but yeah, so gift giving is easy as putting together a little variety pack. And it's thoughtful. It shows that you put a little thought into it too.
Sure, absolutely.
So there you go. So thank you to Lindsay at Founders.
Yes, Lindsay Watts.
Lindsay Watts, yeah, connecting us with the Founders magnificence.
I will definitely recommend, if you have the ability to find the Blushing Claws.
Holy crap. Both of these are way off the hook.
Fruitwood and then the Blushing Claws.
The Blushing Claws looks like it's a little bit more.
If you're in Grand Rapids, if you're making a trip to Michigan and you go to GR, see if they still have it on there because it's only in the available in the tap room.
Right.
So ask for it. Try it. You will enjoy it.
Yeah. December 17th is when it went live in the tap room. So
of 2021.
Yeah.
Yep. So. Just it's only it's not old at all. It's get there. Do it.
Yeah. So, all right. So, like, subscribe, leave a comment. Thanks, people hanging out with us. We appreciate people commenting in here. We appreciate you guys. Yep.
Wayne, Carrie, Amy, thank you so much.
Yep. And we'll do it all again very, very soon. ManCaveHappyHour.com, WearingFunny.com.
Yes.
I still call it the DT Energy Music Theater.
No, you do not.
Well, yeah, those T-shirts are available at WearingFunny.com.
Because, you know, it only took how many years?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Too many years.
Anyone in their 30s and 40s, they've been calling it Pine Knob forever.
Right.
So here we are.
So wearingfunny.com, mancavehappyhour.com. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. Till next time, cheers.
Cheers,
my friend.
That's
what we do.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right.